This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The autumnal equinox arrives today, which means fall is officially here, which also, among other things, means farmers are gearing up for one of their busy times of the year. We had Al Rose on the program a couple of years ago. He's a fourth-generation farmer at Red Apple Farm in Massachusetts, and we got him back on the phone the other day for an update.
Well, it's, I think, safe to say it's been a crazy couple of years, you know, coming back to whatever the new reality is. And as a business, you're, you know, especially being an agricultural business, you're always adapting. And it seems like it's just been a lot of adaptations. And in labor for most businesses has been a struggle. And I think we're definitely on the other side these days and feeling very positive. We have a seasonal fluctuation with our business. So, you know, our staffing needs definitely changed by the season, but it just seemed the labor pool was very difficult and it was very hard to retain employees. And I think there was just a lot of folks were looking at trying new jobs. you know, we held on to some poor employees, and over time we've added new employees. And I think, you know, COVID made us stronger. You know, you never want to look at any struggle as anything but a struggle. But in the end, I feel we benefited on many levels. I think we're just much more productive and more efficient, and I would say more focused. Supply challenges, it's almost a running joke around here when we talk about, you know, whatever the current stage of our business is and the things that we're doing and moving from one season to the other is there seems to be so many obstacles of getting supplies here at the right time. For example, jar goods, and you know, you have to take any kind of delivery into consideration when you're pricing something, and you don't even know the delivery charge until you actually receive things, because it seems it just been so much fluctuation. So we're a sort of a price elasticity where, you know, we can only charge or feel comfortable charging so much, and we definitely want to make sure we're pricing competitively and accurately, and it's a moving target. Happy to say we had a really strong summer. And this weekend, I'm happy to report we have what's called the three C's, the cool, crisp, and clear. And that's what you call apple picking weather. And literally, it's like a little switch on the back of somebody's head turns on and says, I'm going apple picking. And we are definitely predicting a very busy weekend. We're really blessed and lucky that in the fall, everything that we do is associated with for having a fall experience, whether it's sipping hot cider or picking apples or picking pumpkins. And we like to think that we're responsible for high demand, but it's really the weather that we need to not only grow the crop, but also to sell the crop.